This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1650. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 3rd, Angola, Australia, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Croatia, Gabon, Greece, India, Japan, Mexico, Micronesia, Myanmar, North America, Oklahoma, Peru, Pridnestrovia, Qatar, Romania, Russia, Sarawak, Spain, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Angola's frequency, 4950, actually a bit to the low side, has usually been very poorly modulated and difficult to DX in North America, but in Shortwave Bulletin, Chuck Ripple in Virginia reports it December 15th at 0250 UT on 4949.725. Radio Nacional Angola with music, time pips on the hour, and an ID with news in Portuguese. Still being heard at 0358 and with time pips at 0400. In Germany, Wolfgang Büschel notes that he was looking for their Channel A footprint and could just barely see it at a threshold level December 30th at 2102, but measurable on 4949.747. Much closer to Angola, Bill Bingham in Johannesburg, South Africa says Canal A on 4949.75 was heard December 31st at 0340. In Portuguese, with African music and songs, time pips again at 0400, and apparently news headlines. It started off with a fair signal, already 20 minutes after his sunrise, but slowly deteriorated, and then came back up again for a while. On December 28th only, VL8K in Katherine, Northern Territory, Australia, stayed on 5025 all night instead of going to the usual 2485, and it was widely heard by S. Hasegawa in Japan, Ron Howard in California, Harold Sellers in BC, and by Alokesh Gupta in India, who said it was still on 5025 as late as 18 UT. Supratik Sanatani in nearby Kolkata, India, tells us that Bangladesh Batar is back on 4750 with the Bengali program, but including English news interspersed since January 1st. Heard from 1230 UT onwards, it's scheduled from 0830 until 1600, but often continues until 1705. It had been off the air for about 1 month. And he says on a gloomy new year for the DXer, with news of Croatia and Zambia shutting down shortwave, reactivation of this Bangladesh tropical band outlet throws a silver lining indeed with its 555 signal into East India. However, while Salmaniv in Victoria, B.C. says at 1458, January 1st, all he could hear was RRI Makassar, Indonesia, which unfortunately is on just about the same frequency. There were lots of anomalies, such as extended schedules for the New Year holiday. Not too much point in giving them in detail, since it's all over now. However, Ron Howard in California, for example, heard Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, on 6134.76, with a special New Year's extended schedule January 1st, as late as 0417. And I was still hearing this off-frequency signal, which I think must have been the same station, January 3rd, until 0640, making heterodyne with stations on 6135 even. Around the same time, January 1st at 0637, the high-power Brazilian transmitters on 6180 and 11780 were carrying Radio Nacional Rio de Janeiro instead of Brasilia or the Amazon service. On the Radio Escudas list, Neto Silva in Brasilia says Radio Gaúcha is back on 25 meters. Heard during the daytime, December 30th, on 11915. He thinks they may have increased the transmitter power Also heard by Giuseppe Cisneros at 1723 UT with excellent audio quality and signal level. And Adolfo Antunes agrees about this. My local station in Enid, Oklahoma on 960 KGWA usually broadcasts 5 minutes of dead air at local midnight, 0600 UT. I call it a foxhole when there is no Fox News. That allows me to DX some other stations despite the local signal. I've heard a number of U.S. and Mexican stations, and I was very happy to hear CFAC in Calgary, Alberta. At that time, as they were mentioning being owned and operated by Rogers Communications, that was December 29th. Their signal should not be penetrating into the U.S. according to their supposed nighttime directional pattern, but it was coming through my local carrier. It is a 50-kilowatt station, however, up there in Calgary. And on December 30th at 0617, I was hearing another Western Canadian, which is not supposed to be getting this far, this close, to Shreveport on 1130, CKWX in Vancouver, since they were mentioning their website, news1130.com. As I mentioned last week, the Voice of Croatia was to end all its shortwave broadcasts as of January 1st, so many of us were listening to them, especially the German relay on 7375 to North America. However, it kept going. It was still on January 1st, but gone as of January 2nd, as it seems the German relay was extended for one day. Also gone is the transmission direct from Croatia on 3985. I opined this. Instead of 8 hours a day to the Americas, why not give us, say, 1 hour a day via a transmitter we can hear reliably, like WHRI, including the 5 to 15 minutes in English, or just the English, which a lot more Americans understand than Croatian, saving a bunch in transmission costs. But no, it's all or nothing, following the model of too many other defunct shortwave broadcasters. A false alarm on some DX news groups that Africa number 1 Gabon would also be closing down shortwave at the end of the year, the only remaining frequency being a 9580. However, this apparently resulted from confusion with another African station, Zambia, which in fact did close shortwave with a similar name, One Africa, the CVC service. Although the Gabon transmitter appears to be on the air much of the time, about the only evidence we hear of it is the heterodyne it makes with Morocco on 9579. As Kai Ludwig points out, the Moyabe Gabon facility appears to be on the fringe of breaking down. And there have been some press reports about this to that effect, such as this one from Inside Gabon, an agency called Info Plus Gabon, headlined in translation, thanks to Wolfgang Büchel, "Management and Embezzlement of Public Money Paralyze Africa Number 1. The Radiophilia service from Voice of Greece on 7475 continues to be erratic in the 06 to 07 UT hour, perhaps partly due to the holidays and the dire situation there. On some occasions, that frequency has been off the air. On other occasions, it's parallel to the mainstream Voice of Greece on 9420, but still sometimes with separate programming, usually in Albanian, during the 06 UT hour. It should be even more interesting than usual to listen to the Voice of Greece as the Greek Orthodox Christmas is coming up on January 6th. And even when it's not Christmas on UT Sundays, there's some excellent Greek Orthodox music on 9420, if not 7475, around 0600 UT. Joe Jacob tells us that All India Radio, as usual, stayed on late New Year's Eve, December 31st, until at least 18:30, local midnight, on a number of 60-meter band frequencies. Furthermore, there have been some special broadcasts of cricket matches. Alokesh Gupta says there's one on January 6th between 0600 and 1430, India versus Pakistan. This may cause extended broadcasts, especially on the daytime frequencies in the 41-meter band. such as December 30th, heard at 0745 on 7210, 7325, 7430, and 7440. For about one sesquimonth, Radio Havana Cuba has been blocking the Portuguese broadcast to Brazil of Radio Japan via French Guiana at 2130. On 11880, the new frequency picked by Arnie Coro, and to make matters worse, Cuba is also in Portuguese during this same half hour. Leonardo Ferreira in Paraíba was still complaining about this in the Radio Escutas group on December 28th. And December 30th, I could barely hear Japan under Cuba at that time on that frequency. However, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has good news. A frequency change is coming up, not sure exactly when, by Radio Japan to get away from this collision. 11960 via French Guiana is the replacement for 11880. A report from Etc. via the GRA blog in Argentina about a new indigenous station in Mexico. It's in Durango State on 960 kilohertz. That's another target for me under my local KGWA, but I'm not holding my breath. It's XETPH, La Voz de los Tres Pueblos, those being Tepehuano, Mexicanero, and Huicharica. So it's not only in Spanish, but also in at least two native languages. But it's on the air only from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. It came on in early November. Art Deliver in Maryland reports to Hardcore DX hearing The Cross in Micronesia, 4755.5. It's noted at various times between 11:30 and 13:30 UT, with music and talk a poor signal, but it held up an hour after his local sunrise. There was an ID at 1258 UT mentioning their local channel 88.5 FM. He was listening on New Year's Eve, but there was nothing special at their local midnight, just continued playing music. He says most days of the week they seem to be off by 1130 UT, but on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays they seem to run past 1200. Tazin Radio, Myanmar, continues to be missing from 7110 in our mornings, but several listeners are hearing it on the air in their mornings. Victor Gunatilla in Sri Lanka thinks he has an explanation. One of the two transmitters is off the air. So at 2330 to 0130, they use the available transmitter on 7110, but the other frequency schedule is off the air, 6030. Then at 1:30 to 2:30, 4:30 to 8:30, they're on 9590, while the other service is off the air from 9460. And at 0930 to 1500, 7110 is off the air. That transmitter came on the air at 10:30 on 7345. He says they might attempt to have the 7110 service once 7345 signs off at 13:30. There was a North American Pirate Fest on the 42-meter band New Year's Eve. I was hearing weak signals on 6925 and 6950, and a good signal on 6970, which was easily identified as XFM shortwave in Sequam stereo, which I'd heard before. They were on the air before and after 0700 UT. Our X-band station in Enid, KFXY, Faith 1640 with Southern Gospel Music is no more. David Yorkis of the National Radio Club keeps an eye on FCC information and says the database showed the call letters changed January 1st to KOAG. I hadn't even noticed it yet myself, but I quickly tuned it in and found that KOAG is now known as the Farm Station All Ag All Day. They have IRN USA News on the hour and half hour as well. And refer to the website www.allagnews.com. I assume this is a syndicated service coming from somewhere else and perhaps on a few other stations in agricultural areas. Anyhow, that means less music and less splash from 1640, so I could have better luck DXing on 1630 and 1650. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1650. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. especially if you consult the archive of DX Listening Digest. Our thanks for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, Missouri, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute by PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. As of December 28th, Ralph Perry in Illinois was reporting an unidentified Andean station on 4984.14. From TuneIn at 10:47 to fade out at 11:24, so they're not signing on the air as late as 1100. At first, there was ecstatic, presumably Pentecostal preaching. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden says, I got a definite ID December 25th at 2256 of the Peruvian on 4984.142, Radio Voz Cristiana, which was heard twice. Their website is radiovozcristianaperu.com. Ralph Perry heard them again and also identified them with the help of their web stream. His report, December 29th, says Radio Voz Cristiana in Chilca, Huancayo, identity finally confirmed, but only a port-affair signal amid the noise. The carrier switched on around 10:56, and on that date, they were starting programming around 1100. There were canned echo announcements and IDs, but hard to copy. Suddenly missing from shortwave is Radio PMR Pridnestrovia, 7290 at 18 to 23 UT. Could that be another unexpected shortwave casualty? We hope not. Alan Rowe in England reports at the end of their newscast on December 24th, they said Pridnestrovians will rest from 30 December to 7 January inclusive. And then a note at the end of their news broadcast December 31st said the editorial staff of the Voice of Pridnestrovia wishes you in the coming year health, happiness, and prosperity. Once again, we'll meet you on the air on January 8th at 23 p.m. Eastern European Time. Good luck, and once again, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. So, maybe they're just off the air for the Christmas period. Breaking January 2nd was news that Al Jazeera has purchased the U.S. cable channel Current TV. Including this story, January 3rd from AP, among others via KimAndrewElliott.com. Al Jazeera, the pan-Arab news channel that struggled to win space on American cable television, has acquired Current TV, boosting its reach nearly ninefold to about 40 million homes. With a focus on U.S. news, it plans to rebrand the left-leaning news network that co-founder Al Gore could not make relevant. The acquisition lifts Al Jazeera's reach beyond a few large U.S. metro areas, including New York and Washington. Al Jazeera, owned by the government of Qatar, plans to gradually transform Current into a new channel called Al Jazeera America by adding 5 to 10 new U.S. bureaus beyond the 5 it has now and hiring more journalists. Al Jazeera spokesman Stan Cullender said there are no rules against foreign ownership of a cable channel, unlike strict rules limiting foreign ownership of free-to-air TV stations. However, the deal suffered an immediate casualty as Time Warner Cable, the nation's second largest cable TV operator, announced it would drop Current TV due to this deal. Via the Harmonics Group, we have this from Wolfgang Büschel. There was a complaint by Uli Bielmeier, the amateur radio intruder watcher, of a broadcast signal on 14060, Sunday, December 30th, until close down at 10:58 UT. He could not identify it, but Wolfgang Büschel has and figured out how this happens. It's Radio Romania International with their Sunday-only Curierul Romanesc program for Romanians abroad, and which during the 10 UT hour only is scheduled from two Tiganishti frequencies, 17780 and 21500. Yes, this is a mixing product between those two, far away from either of them on 14060, and there could be a leapfrog in the other direction on 25220. Of major concern to Wolfgang Büschel, Kai Ludwig, and many others have been the drastic cutbacks in transmissions from Russia on shortwave. There were hints this was coming, but the details have been difficult to determine since they have not been putting up updated schedules for all the languages on their website. But one thing is very clear, it's the end of an era as Voice of Russia, formerly Radio Moscow World Service, and Radio Moscow is no longer broadcasting in English to North America. There are a couple of frequencies left in English to Latin America, where it seems Guyana, Trinidad, and other islands are more of a priority than we are. Anyhow, we can overhear these if we try a bit harder. 7290 is still on the air. It was already targeted for Latin America. From midnight to 04 UT, that's the Pridnestrovia transmitter, which also carries radio PMR earlier. And only one other frequency designated in English to Latin America, which is also audible at least in eastern North America, 22 to midnight UT on 9395. There are no longer any broadcasts reaching us from the Russian Far East, which were very helpful here in our later evenings. There were also rumors that one of the shortwave transmitting sites to be closed down at the end of the year was St. Petersburg, known more precisely as Krasny Bor, or Radio Center No. 11. And that was confirmed a few days earlier by Mikhail Timofeyev, the DXer-friendly employee of the St. Petersburg site, who gave the last schedule for those of us who wanted to hear it for one last time. And he's provided some very nice QSLs, including the Spanish broadcast on 6135 at midnight to 03 UT. During this last season, there has been nothing in English from that site, but now it's off the air forever. Voice of Russia has at least updated their schedule in English on their website, so let's take a closer look at it. To Europe, there are only two frequencies left, and they're both in DRM, assuring the smallest audience possible, 06-9 on 11635 and 09-14 on 9625. There's still a number of English broadcasts to the Middle East, many of them on medium wave from nearby CIS transmitters. One shortwave frequency we might be able to hear is 11985 between 15 and 16 and 18 and 19 UT. The remaining transmission to Australia and New Zealand is at 06-10. No good in North America, of course, since it's on 13 meters, 21820 and 21800. And there are several broadcasts to Asia, including 9560, which I have heard occasionally. It's on the air from 11 to 15 UT. To Africa, the only remaining broadcast is also on 11985 at 18 to 19. IRRS gave us one day's notice of another test to Southeast Asia, Friday, December 28th only, at 13 to 14 UT on 15325. No details, but once again, those of us who heard it know it's for Radio Free Kenyalang, the clandestine for Sarawak, and the transmitter site Romania appears to be quite clear with a 300 kilowatt power. Some comments from Kai Ludwig in Germany. He says Asian music with poor audio quality and the IRS closing in American English. He says it was booming into Germany at a local-like level, making one suspect that Tiganeshti churned it out on the wrong antenna beam by mistake, 307 degrees. However, nothing further has been heard, so we don't know if they will continue to use that or resume it later, in addition to the broadcast of Radio Free Kenyalang via WRN via Palau at 09 to 10 on 15360. Better enjoy the revived English broadcasts on shortwave from Spain, including to North America at midnight to 1 UT on 6055, because they may not last much longer. In Shortwave Bulletin, thanks to translation by editor Thomas Nielsen, These comments from Joran Norstedt. He says, the reason for the respite is according to the radio man on Radio Exterior de España, the shortwave antennas are needed to relay the Spanish football commentaries to various parts of the world. They say they have received a temporary respite period due to the large amount of money in circulation in football, which makes the world go round. This was an announcement heard December 12th, that foreign broadcasts on shortwave were back, albeit temporarily, after the sudden blackout, their own term, as on 25 November, which affected foreign broadcasts at REE. Meanwhile, I noted an incredible mix-up at the Noblecha site in Spain, December 29th only, when 17595 is still on the air to North America. During the 14 UTR, it was in French, but not French from Spain. It turned out to be a relay of China Radio International. Totally mistaken mix-up. Finally back into their own Spanish a few minutes after 1500. Alokesh Gupta says, with all the gloom and doom on the shortwave front, here's something to cheer us up for 2013. A press release from Anpegon about five new 300 kilowatt DRM compatible shortwave transmitters for Asia. But this cagey press release doesn't say for where in Asia. However, Christopher Rumbaugh of the DRM NA group noted that one of the illustrations in the file name for the transmitter actually has Taiwan in it. In BCDX, here's another spurious leapfrog mixing product figured out by Wolfgang Büschel after hearing it. There was Turkish music at 2121 UT, December 30th on 5890. Well, the voice of Turkey is broadcasting in French on both 5970 and 6050 during the hour starting at 2030. So this is a leapfrog, another 80 kilohertz lower. A press release from the Broadcasting Board of Governors December 31st is headlined, Board accepts resignation of RFERL President and CEO Stephen Korn. Effective January 25th, the AFGE Local 1812 website quotes BBG Watch that it's a step in the right direction. Time for members of the BBG to regain control of one of the most vital tools of U.S. public diplomacy, international broadcasting to Russia. We can only hope they'll reverse the catastrophic decision of the previous RFERL director and give Russians and other countries an unforgettable lesson in how the U.S. system works. Stunning damage has been done these past months to U.S. public diplomacy in the ongoing Radio Liberty Russian debacle. In a misguided attempt to apply the worst of private sector techniques to a public broadcasting agency, Korn, a former CNN employee, allowed what appears to have been an experienced, competent team of journalists to be fired and be replaced by more pliable staffers who did not appear to mind covering softer stories. Via Dario Monferini, the Propagation Outlook from Prague, issued January 3rd. Geomagnetic field will be active to disturbed on January 13th, quiet to active on January 5th, quiet to unsettled on January 10th to 12th, and 14th to 16th. Otherwise, quiet or mostly quiet through January 26th. And so concludes World of Radio number 1650. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.